first time since taking office, President Obama goes to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Borders first. That's become the common refrain, even among those who were previously supportive of comprehensive immigration reform.
But the president told his audience in El Paso, Texas, that the U.S.-Mexico border is more secure than ever. And now it's time for Republicans to get serious about immigration.
Even as we recognize that enforcing the law is necessary, we don't relish the pain that it causes the lives of people who are just trying to get by and get caught up in the system. And as long as the current laws are on the books, it's not just hardened felons who are subject to removal, but sometimes families who are just trying to earn a living, or bright, eager students, or decent people with the best of intentions. And sometimes when I talk to immigration advocates, you know, they wish I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works. What we really need to do is to keep up the fight to pass genuine, comprehensive reform. That is the ultimate solution to this problem. That's what I'm committed to doing.
One of the concerns I have is that the immigration laws which the president disagrees with, the administration refuses to enforce.
That's Orange County Republican Congressman Ed Royce.
For example, we have a provision where criminal aliens, for example, in the state of Illinois, are supposed to be turned over to our immigration authorities. And the state of Illinois simply decided not to do it. The president's decided to look the other way. And I also have big concerns with the lack of enforcement down on the southern border. I was just down there in three states meeting with the Border Patrol, and I saw how much worse that situation has become. So, no, I don't agree with the president on this, and I think the border is leaking like a sieve, and I think amnesty will encourage more illegal immigration.
So what does Royce think is the answer?
The fair way to do it is to get control of the border and take those individuals who are coming to the United States to immigrate legally and allow them to come through the process, not push them to the back of the line, as an amnesty would do, but allow them to come in and become citizens. We have to do this in a fair and orderly way. We can acculturate people, bring them in, make them citizens, but it has to be done in a lawful way.
Orange County Republican Congressman Ed Royce, he says the president's speech was more about presidential politics than policy. This is KNX 1070 News Radio. It's Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Jim.